Welcome to a special episode of Pit Lane Parlay, joined today by driver of, we can say number 18 now, Dale Coyne Racing / HMD Motorsports, Mr. David Malukas. My friend, how are you and how's the offseason treating you?
I am, well, at the moment, I'm not very good. I am actually have a slight cold and a stuffy nose, but overall, as a whole, yes, I'm doing very good. Offseason is treating me... very well. It is taking its time for sure. My mind is overthinking everything. I kind of want to get the season started and going, but at the same time, I need as much time as possible because after that barber test, after the Indy test, man, I am at the gym, I think, like the whole day practically. So
before we dive into that, you were mentioning before we recorded that you're having like the going back to school without clothes on dreams as the IndyCar season gets underway. So what is that like, you know, being kind of nervous as we're, I think, 50-ish to 45 days away from the season starting, but how ridiculous are those dreams?
Oh, man, the thing is, it's every night, and the only consistency between them is it's all in St. Pete. It's always the first race, and yeah, the one I just had a few nights ago that I freshly remember is everybody was lined up on the grid and I was freaking out, screaming at everybody, running down the pit lane, trying to find my racing suit, and nobody was helping me. And they started going off and they were like onto the track and I was still running around trying to find my suit. And I never ended up getting on track. And then I was just screaming in anger. It's been some interesting ones. Another one where like I didn't have the strength to get out of pit lane and I just went straight into the wall. it's just been a disaster. So I'm just almost every night I'm getting a nightmare and I need the season to start. It's just my mind is overthinking.
So as you're getting prepared for the season, I know you're spending a lot of time in the gym, like you said, but what specifically is a lot of like neck and shoulder training? You know, what is your area of focus that you feel like you need to improve before the season starts?
Oh my, yes. I'm going to send, after this podcast, I will send you a picture of the neck workout machine that I got. I look so funny. It's like, I look like such a retard, but it works. Cause it's really tough to train your neck. You know, before I got this like little, mechanical kind of deal that I'll show you after. I kind of was just hanging off a bench and just doing like neck curls. It was very hard to do, and I had to put like a rag on my face, right? Because or else I got a freaking shape of a weight plate on my face, and then I just look just dumb. So, it's been interesting workouts, but yeah, anything that I noticed was really sore after my test at Barber and Indy. Those are kind of like the main spots that I'm really focusing on. But other than that, realistically, just the whole body, because I also just don't want to be out of proportion.
I hear you on that one. That's, you know, can't skip leg day or anything like that. Otherwise, you look like those meatheads in the gym sometimes.
Yeah, you know, then you look funny. So, and also on top of that, I stopped taking any like any caffeine. I actually stopped drinking coffee. Surprisingly, I don't know. And it's because like I saw like all these drivers, you know, these IndyCar drivers, it's like, man, they got like all these people behind them and they look really healthy. I was like, man, maybe I should like, you know, like go to a nutritionist or something. And, you know, maybe I should be a bit more healthier. And I went and then they were just like, yeah, you should stop the coffee. And I was like, okay. So I tried first week was just pure migraines. I just hated everything, hated everyone. It was awful. But after the first week, the migraines went away, kind of plateaued. And then they say like your energy is supposed to go back up and then like stay level throughout the day, which it did, but the energy didn't go up. It just went down and just stayed down. And I'm just so low energy all the time now. But other than that, I've just been listening to just, you know, hardcore music, you know, crazy like hard style or metal. And that's my pre-workout. So
I'll ask about that in a second, but so you don't drink coffee now, which okay. Listen, Shannon only drinks energy drinks, but how do you like, are you completely off caffeine? Like that to me is so mind blowing that like, I can't get past that right now.
No, I'm not completely off of it. Okay. I now have just tea, and because tea has like a lower caffeine content, I think it's like 25 milligrams per cup. I just end up having like three of those. So it's kind of just the same thing, but at least it's not coffee. So
yeah. All right, that's fair. So your pre-workout music, because we always tend to talk about music when you're on. What are your favorites right now?
I'm gonna get judged so hard. Okay, but so listen, recently I found a new wave and I've switched to like hard style music, and there's,
you know,
one
that's right up my alley.
Seriously? Oh my.
I think. I don't know what you're going to say, but.
It's just like high BPM music, like really just pure noise practically. It's just.
Yeah, that might not be up my alley, but I'm interested.
It's an acquired taste. Yeah. So but there's one song out of all of them, because it's a whole genre, but there's one song out of all of them that I really just like, and it's called Temper by Miss K8. Man, yeah, it's pure noise, and it's just Conor McGregor like calling me a little. I don't know if I can. He swears, you know, and he's like, you know, he just says a bunch of crappy stuff, and then the bass drop happens, and it's just a lot of hardcore music that just gets me pumped. I'm like, yeah, Conor McGregor is calling me, you know, weakling. I need to, you know, keep pumping it. So that's not what he says. He says a more aggressive language, but I'm trying
to keep
it
choosing the family route, so I don't have to. I don't have to add in the sensor bleep afterwards.
The beeps, yeah.
I will listen to it when I'm gonna head to the gym myself after we get done here. So I'll
okay. It's good gym music. I'm not a maniac, and I don't listen to that when I'm just like reading a book. Like it's just gym music.
Listen, I have no room to talk because, as you know, I fall asleep to like heavy metal. So
okay, true. So yeah, this is why I tell you. Yeah,
I can't judge anybody on their musical taste, but. So you've had two tests in Indy and Barber. Are you not back on track until February at this point?
Yes. My next test, I think, is like the week before the actual St. Pete race.
Okay. And Sebring?
Yes. And I think that's it then. Yeah. And then we just go straight into it, which is just exciting.
Have you gotten to talk to your new teammate, Takuma Sato, at all, exchange any words of wisdom or anything like that, or not yet?
Yes, I talked to him way before both of us were announced. Okay. I talked to him like when it was just like nobody even knew he was coming to the team. And yeah, he's very, very cool. A very cool guy. I talked to him. He was so friendly, so nice. And yeah, we got along very well. And I think it's going to be really good. He said he's going to try to help me as much as possible. So yeah, kudos to him, I think.
Is there anything about Takuma Sato that surprised you that maybe the general public doesn't know?
No, I think the general public knows. He's just a really just friendly, nice guy. Like, I mean, there's nothing that I noticed of him that was just different. How he is on TV is just exactly how he is in person. Just so energetic, so happy. I mean, like, the world can be ending, and he'd just be like, it's fine. Everything's great, you know? I'd be like, okay, awesome.
So you believe him then? Like, you'd just be like, yeah, okay, if you say so.
Yeah, 100%. I would just go with him in Japan and just pretend like nothing's happening.
Awesome.
I believe him.
All right, so you've had a lot of time off other than, you know, testing and going to the gym. How vacations this off season? I know it's a little difficult because, like, COVID's still a thing, but... How have you occupied whatever downtime you've had this offseason?
I've used all of it to just literally working out and sim work. The only time I've had a break were these past 3 days just because I've been sick. And I tried to work out. I did like one curl up and I was like, this is not happening. This is not going to. I was like, So yeah, but no, I had no vacations, nothing like that. Mainly just because, you know, COVID. And also I just... don't feel like, you know, I need the vacation yet because things are just getting started. But we'll see how this next season goes. If it's a good season, then I deserve a vacation. But until then, we just keep working.
I like it. So St. Pete's the first race, obviously. Indy 500 is the big one. But are there a few that you are most excited to head to for the first time in an IndyCar?
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I am excited for Nashville. I know the rumors of the track, right? I know it's rough, but I just find, I mean, it's Nashville. Like, that's just so cool to me. But you know, we'll see. I heard the track is very rough, so I don't know. But yeah, other than that, probably Road America. I want to see if we can continue the momentum that we have at Road America to IndyCar. And yeah, I think that'd be about it. Barber was also a big one, but I tested there like straight away just because I want to see like the amount of speed that you can carry on those huge, massive elevation changes. And it was crazy. So but other than that, those three, then I think yeah. Oh, also Long Beach. I've never been there before, so
me either. I think this year will be year number one that I've been to Long Beach.
Awesome. Well, wow, I feel honored.
So have you been to Nashville, like the city, before? I know obviously you haven't raced there, but have you gotten to experience the insanity that is downtown Nashville?
No, I haven't. That's why I also want to go. I need an excuse to go there. But I have many friends that went there, and they always say how I've only heard rumors of the insanity it is. So I just want to experience it myself.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening is probably like, oh my God, this is the 800th time Mike has talked about this. But Nashville is the kind of place that there is live music at the bar at 10 a.m. all the way until like 4 in the morning. Like, it's just nonstop energy.
Yeah, that's just, I want to experience that.
It's a little overwhelming the first time you go, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but also, I mean, that's awesome. So
also, I really
and
like
also
fried
be
chicken.
Racing at the same time.
Yeah,
fried chicken. Okay,
the chicken places down there are amazing.
Okay,
actually,
well,
the
maybe
food in general.
Okay, so if during that time you can take me out to some chicken place and we can do like a whole bit about it.
I'm in. Yeah, we'll make it happen. So HMD Motorsports, you know, you're kind of jumping up with them to IndyCar in partnership with Dale Coyne Racing. But how many of your HMD crew are making the jump with you to IndyCar?
Just one. Okay. And that is Luke Varley, my coach / trainer / psychiatrist / therapist / just everything.
He's got a lot of roles.
Yeah, he is just like... I don't know. Like, when I found Luke Varley, it was just kind of like somebody that I need in my life. Like, I feel like if he's not at the track, then I am just my head's gonna go loose, and I'm just gonna be like a lost puppy. So Luke is somebody I need, and he's the only one gonna be coming with me into IndyCar. But no, the rest of the HMD Motorsports crew is gonna stay in Indy Lights and still succeed over there.
All right, last question before we wrap it up here. Who's the 2022 Indy Lights champion, since you've raced with a bunch of the guys in the series?
Indy Lights champion? Man, you can't start controversy like this with me, man. anybody in the HMD Motorsports team is going to win it.
Okay. Good diplomatic answer there.
Yes, yes, anybody in HMD Motorsports. However, Yancey, you know what? I'll pick a favorite. Yancey was my old engineer, so
yeah.
Whoever Yancey will be engineering, that is who I wish, because I wish that driver can do what I didn't do last year for Yancey, because I really want to get a win for him. So, hopefully they can get it for him.
I love Yancey. We interviewed him, I think, at the start of the pandemic 2 years ago, so...
Yancey, yeah, he's incredible. He's such an awesome man. Like, and he's so smart as well. I mean, yeah. The feedback I gave him sometimes was just disastrous, and then he just understood it. And then Bosch, like, we found 3/10, and I'm just like, man, this guy's just so good.
I love it. Well, sir, we wish you the best of luck this year. Obviously, I'll see you in St. Pete. And are you going to be at IndyCar Content Day next week?
Yes, I will be. I honestly completely forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
That's what I'm here for, man. I honestly, yes. I didn't realize today was Monday until like, I don't know, 11:55 p.m. last night. And I was like, oh, I have an interview to do tomorrow. So I'm right there with you on having no idea what day it is.
I knew today was Monday because I knew I had a podcast today with Pitlane Parlay. I was like, yes, I cannot wait. I've known for the past, you know, whatever, since we scheduled last week, I think so.
Well, I appreciate the time as always, man. We'll see you next week and good luck throughout the season.
Thank you.
Hit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!